Tobacco 21 is a statewide policy in four states, Oregon, California, Maine, and New Jersey, and it's likely to pass the Massachusetts legislature in the near future. Elsewhere around the nation, including Sitka, advocates for increasing the age to purchase tobacco to 21 are concentrating on local policy. The Sitka Health Needs and Human Services Commission drafted language to increase the age in Sitka from 19 to 21 in 2016. But it wasn't a slam dunk. Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeis, a veteran, last year expressed concern that if 18-year-olds were responsible enough to vote and serve in the military, then a 19-year-old could make a personal decision about whether to smoke. Member Aaron Bean held a similar view. Eisenbeis took a new tack this time in a question to Sitka Community Hospital's Doug Osborne.
What do you or any of the groups that you're associated with intend to do with the 20-year-old who has either legally been smoking for a year or illegally smoking for quite some years, who is now cut off from his addiction?
Osborne, who runs health promotions at Sitka Community, empathized with the smoker.
It's an interesting thing for me to think about, because when I was 19, I was legally buying tobacco and I was hooked. And I think, what would I think if I looked down and saw a sign that said, on January 1st, it's over?
Giving young tobacco users time to prepare for the ordinance proved to be instrumental to its success. By changing the effective date to October 1st, Osborne said that store managers were willing to work with him and his partner organizations to make sure tobacco quit literature was available where people can buy tobacco now, since quitting was what the health community hoped for. Alternatively, 19 and 20-year-olds could begin to stock up. With the effective date extended 5 months, further resistance to the ordinance fell away. Like Eisenbeis and Bean, member Bob Petruski also had his doubts, but said he had come around.
Last year, when we talked about this, I was surprised to find myself in the same place that Stephen and Aaron were. But the folks at the at Tobacco 21 pushing the initiative did a great job in responding to my questions and my concerns. And I'm very, very solidly in favor of this now. So I wanted to thank them publicly for taking the time to educate me and to work with me.
Member Richard Ween, a surgeon, wove together a medical and political argument for the new policy.
It's the difference between a right and a privilege. Voting is a right. Smoking is a privilege and can be legislated, and whether it includes the age for driving or the age for drinking, et cetera. And there's only good that will come from this, and it's a very simple thing. As a physician, as somebody who has seen the ravages of this disease, I cannot think of a single reason not to do 21.
Ween said that he'd also vote in favor of Tobacco 85 if someone were to change the ordinance. Member Kevin Knox coaches Sitka's youth swim club, the Baranoff Barracudas, and helps organize the annual Julie Hughes Triathlon, named for a student athlete who died from leukemia. Knox said that seeing kids adopt the use of the ever-increasing amount of tobacco products like e-cigarettes, vapes, and smokeless tobacco broke his heart. He thought the success elsewhere of Tobacco 21 spoke for itself.
In states that have passed the Tobacco 21 and local municipalities that have also passed it, they have been very, very clearly been able to show marked declines in access to tobacco products, and then kids that are turning 18, 20, 21, who won't ever use. They will never pick it up.
Knox said he'd also support Ween's suggestion of Tobacco 85, but he thought 21 was a reasonable start. The ordinance passed 6-0 on first reading with Aaron Bean absent. If it passes on second reading on May 22nd, it will take effect in Sitka on October 1st. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.